Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey. This is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening...
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Right, you are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. It's a lean, mean lineup for y'all this Thursday evening. It's Ro, your boy Emil, and Chyna all together on a hot, pretty warm Thursday evening. Stan is not
sir.
Here. He has some big boy stuff to get done before his big day next month. But now. It's almost a month. It's over a month away. A little over a month away. How are you guys, gentlemen? How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing great here today. Nag overtime mo sa work kaninang umaga, so I'm medyo kulang sa sleep, but I'm ready to go for some wrestling talk.
Yeah, medyo naka sando mode kaming dalawa ni Ro today because it is pretty warm.
I learned my lesson the hard way sa sando. Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, what was
you gotta earn. You got to earn your stripes.
No, he graduated already. He can wear.
Oh, pala.
Yeah, you can change it to a sando. Yeah,
you can change it to a sando. Tayo, apat magsasando tayo.
Derv, alam mo kung bakit hindi nakasando si Emil? It's because he hasn't bought yet from WWE Shop or Pro Wrestling Tees, which we're doing right now. Tomorrow is the deadline for our latest pasabay batch from WWE Shop Pro Wrestling Tees and anywhere else that you want to get wrestling or wrestling adjacent merch from. We've got orders from Roots of Fight as well for that new CM Punk good. All you got to do is head on over to our Facebook page. The link is there. The link is... let me check it real quick because I don't remember off the top of my head. It is tinyurl.com/wwpfebpasabay or something like that. Siyempre, patrons get preferential rates, but the rest of you get... if you're a customer, you get... medyo and a service fee because we do the work for you. We do the legwork for you because we know it's tough to import these things from the US. Maraming fees involved, and the more people buying online, the better it is for all of us, and the easier you'll get at least a little cheaper yung merch na makukuha niya. So if you want to get that authentic legit merch like our friend Stanley Chi is wearing, he's wearing the Christian Cage Outwork Everyone t-shirt that he first debuted when he first signed with AEW. You can get something like that as well from Pro Wrestling Tees, Shop AEW, WWE Shop, and everywhere else na tatanggapin ng credit card namin. Right, up next, let's do some housekeeping a little bit. Babyface Bruce with Jasper. We have an event coming up on February 24, Elimination Chamber Perth. We have officially opened the pre-registration, the early bird registration earlier this week. But this time, we only have the second floor, the main bar of Skinny Mike's. So we are limiting early bird registrations to 60 slots. After we fill the 60 slots, sasara ang early birds, and then everyone else will have to walk in. So if y'all are thinking about watching Elimination Chamber with us on Saturday, February 24th, 5:30 p.m. Malitong ano pala? Malitong nakalagay dito. I forgot to change it. But it's 5:30 p.m. because it's the first PLE that is in our time zone. No need to wake up early or no need to stay up late as it stands. Doors will open at 4:30, and you know, we'll all come by. Early bird is only 350 pesos, and walk in is only 450 pesos. Both tickets come with free iced tea as well, pero syempre it's dinner time, so y'all let's patronize the you know, the bar chow of Skinny Mike's. Masarap yan. Dami nag-order ng food nung Royal Rumble viewing party last time, so please do come over, check us out, let's have some fun, let's watch a PLE in normal people time, and mark the date, February 24th. That's a Saturday evening. Right, Emil, let's tell the people what they can expect when they sign up for Patreon.
Right, you can support the podcast by subscribing to our Patreon program. It's at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as $5 to 250 to 260 pesos in our local currency. You'll get benefits, of course. If you sign up, you get to join in on our Discord community where you can interact with us and talk to us about anything. You can also talk to us about anything else other than wrestling. So if you want to. And if you want to have that community, we always have a great time there. So join in. And also, you get some preferential rates, like Will said, some mga pasabay. So if you want to get your authentic wrestling merch, if you want to get some discounts on the service fees. And you'll also have the privilege to read our weekly wrestling show reviews from Roe, me, and Roman. Of course, it's Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, the weekend AEW shows, and some local wrestling happenings as well. And again, by subscribing to our Patreon, you're pretty much supporting everything that we do here in the pod. So again, the link is right there below. It's at patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
Meron pala kaming bagong benefits sa Patreon. If you sign up for a Patreon, you get chismes straight from Rowan ASH about all the things happening in the local scene.
The OG Diaz of OG, Philippine wrestling.
Mama OG.
Serious, man.
Yeah, he's got the T. He's got the T. You could call him TWG because he deals the T, man. So if you want to know all the shit that's happening, yung isa dealer ng T nandito sa chat, eh, diba? So alam na. Yeah, but also, yeah, just to add to what Emil said, syempre, it's just a way for you to support the podcast, guys. We know times are hard. President's making it harder, so I'm making it easier. So if you want to support for like a month or, a few months at a time, or if your situation changes, okay lang mag-unsubscribe. We understand, you know, people have come and gone. Some people have stayed for the long term, for the long haul. But no matter what you do, no matter how long you stay, we always, always appreciate your support. Kasi without you guys, I don't think we would be able to do like half of the things we're doing here. So, maraming salamat. And please do consider if you are able to. All right, let's get to it. We have a lot of wrestling talk. WWP Outcasts. What do you want to talk about? Babyface producer Jasper. Hey, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot.
You almost forgot, bro.
I forgot. God damn it. So, guys, let's make it real quick. Last TV. Guys, WWE main roster stuff. WWE main roster stuff, Raw, NXT, SmackDown, live on demand, free, the On Blast TV. Just go to app.blasttv.ph. Guys, it's free for Converge and Globe subscribers, and Globe Broadband subscribers, and not yung Globe Mobile. For everyone else, it's around 189 pesos a month. Guys, super suit it though. It's the only way right now that we're getting legit, the broadcasts of the main TV, main roster shows for free. Let the people over at Blast TV know that you are patronizing this, because if they don't, they will take it away from us and you'll have to go back to watching pirated streams and waiting for the dog to come on at the very end. So yun, app.blasttv.ph. Real quick, yeah, I'm making it real quick. Again, okay, so yeah, thank you, Jasper, for reminding me.
Buti na lang si MVP. Jasper, hindi niya nakalimutan.
That's why we hired Jasper. Because he knows. All right. All right. Let's do this again. Let's run this one more time. Outcast, what do you want to talk about? First, before we get to the juicy Cody stuff, let's talk about TNA real quick because something big happened. May pahabol siya after the whole Cody WWE drama last Friday. As we were sleeping tonight, it turns out that Anthem, the parent company of TNA Wrestling, they fired Scott D'Amore. And Scott D'Amore, if for those who don't know, he's a big boss, one of the big bosses of TNA right now. He's, I believe, the main booker. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Chino.
He's
the guy in charge of orchestrating everything that you love about TNA right now. So they fired him.
His official title is president of TNA. That's his official non-work title.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, and so the rumors say that Anthem fired Scott D'Amore because they wanted to do a power play. They wanted to have TNA be more synergistic with their company. So I think before this, TNA was just, you know, a company that was operating under Anthem, but not directly controlled by Anthem. Now they wanted to do this. And I don't know if the people they installed know anything about wrestling. Because given how TNA has experienced a resurgence, we've been picking it for picks of the week recently. 2024 was supposed to be a big year for them. Tapos, ito. LOL TNA is back. We are back at LOL TNA time. So the rumors are also saying that the roster is not happy. After all, he did put together the comeback. And the veterans had to play peacekeeper. And even though I'm sure they got frustrated as well, they had no choice but to be professional about it. Okay, Chino, as the TNA fan, as a big Impact fan, what is your take on this big movement in their company?
It's actually very weird that they would let go the guy who really is the main mover and shaker of the company. You know, Scott D'Amore is one of them. He started out as a wrestler and as a referee in
manager.
TNA. So talagang nandun na siya ingrained in the identity of TNA even before it was Impact, diba? So, to fire him and replace him with somebody else just for the sake of corporate synergy feels a little weird to me. I don't really know what Anthem plans to do for moving forward, but I don't think it was necessary to fire Scott D'Amore just because of that. Kasi, pwede mo naman gawing part of the larger picture yung TNA while still having a wrestler run the day-to-day operation. Somebody that actually knows what they are doing instead of some corporate suit na nandun lang. And then like, oh, hardy-hard, what am I gonna do? Diba? At least it's like a toy box and just fucks around with the product. It's starting to get better, I'll be honest. It's starting to improve. A lot more than it was before. So, na-enjoy ko na siya ngayon. And hopefully, I mean, maybe it might be too early to tell, but hopefully, it doesn't change.
Emil, before I get to you, before I get to you. Chino, for those who don't know, is this akin to when Dixie Carter, who first funded TNA nung panahon niya, taking over from Jeff Jarrett?
It's actually very similar kasi Dixie Carter, also not a wrestler, naging wrestling figure na lang siya. Later on, but she started out as a suit, diba? And that time in TNA was very, very weird, diba? If you fell out of the TNA product, it would usually be because it was the Dixie Carter era, and dun din naglabasan yung mga weird shit na hindi din sakin ng mga tao, the woken Matt Hardys and yung Karen Jarrett switching sides, becoming Karen Angle, yung mga weird shit na kala nila mag-work but actually didn't work. It happened during that time and kasi the person in charge didn't know what they were doing, right? That was the biggest complaint people had with TNA. That's why they fell off. Diba? So hopefully, they learned from their mistakes and actually utilized the resources that they had. But with the firing of Scott D'Amore, medyo up in the air pa yun.
So Dixie na power bomb, eh. So you never know. Eh? I mean, you know, that new guy could probably take a bump. All right, sorry, Emil, go ahead.
No, I'm sad by this move because, first of all, this doesn't make any sense at all because Scott D'Amore has pretty much led a renaissance for Impact/TNA in the last, like, maybe like 5 years or so. Because that's when he took over, and that's when the product started to get better. And TNA right now is at a high point. Now this move kind of shocked everyone. Like they just had the rebrand. They just signed Nick Nemeth. They were signing all these names, and for him to be canned like that, and for what? For ego reasons? It's definitely disappointing. And I feel like they shot themselves in the foot with this move. Like,
many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Whether or not the new management will do better than what Scott D'Amore did is up in the air. Again, di pa natin sigurado, but he's going to be a big loss for TNA, for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think what I feel happened was that nakita ng Anthem na, okay na TNA, you got big stars. You got Nick Nemeth, you got Mustafa Ali, and everyone else from WWE. You had Trinity, then you lost Trinity. So okay na TNA, they're going to have a big year this year. And then because it's okay now, they can pull the plug on Scott D'Amore and, you know, take over, and then probably assume that as long as they're in control, TNA will still be successful. While that could be true, I don't know kung may mind for wrestling talaga yung ano, yung papalit nila. Naging successful na eh. Nalabas na yung ano, na feature na sila sa viewing party natin. Kaya ano, kaya kampante na sila. So, yeah, I think it's bad. I think it's, again, I agree with all of you. I don't think it's good. There is an element of letting it play out, because again, we don't know if the new guy, the new president, whoever it is, will know anything about wrestling. But a lot of people aren't happy because TNA was also kind of synonymous, or Scott D'Amore was pretty synonymous with TNA then, this whole, you know, after almost two decades, right? So yeah, it's gonna be sad. I hope that they don't lose because of this big move.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita kits!
Right, let's get to the main thing I know everybody wants to talk about. Jasper, let's put it up. Here we go. The America Netorare. Cody Rhodes. Okay, so we talked about this noong weekend reacts natin. If you guys haven't listened to that yet, we'll talk. We already went into our initial feelings about this. But
Emil mostly.
Yeah. Emil worked really hard on his prepared speech about, this whole thing, right? So we think we know a little more. Some rumors have sprouted up after Friday, but we don't know what's true or what's not. So the big rumor, according to Dave Meltzer, is that it's a work. The whole thing was set up to produce a Yes Movement-like movement, diba? You screw Cody, and then you make him a bigger babyface, and but it doesn't quite explain where they're going with it. Like, you make him a bigger babyface, but does it mean that he's still going to get his championship match at WrestleMania, at the main event? Or does it mean that you're going to have to push for it again after a few months or so, diba? So that part wasn't made clear in all the rumors surrounding it. And at this point, even Raw, they didn't quite build up to it. They didn't quite advance the story. So we're all left hanging. People are angry. And before I give my takes, I wanted to hear what you guys think after we found out a little more about it.
I was talking to a wrestling friend, shall we say, online the other day. And he told me that he didn't know, but because of what happened, he didn't think it started out as work, but it's turning into work right now. And I'm going to have to say that I agree with him because ang weird lang na biglang ganyan yung strategy nila for somebody that's already over. You know what I mean? He didn't need The Rock to push him, diba? Or The Rock's vote of confidence to be publicized for Cody Rhodes to be pushed to WrestleMania because they've already had an entire year of that story for him to do that. Buti sana kung at the start of this arc, diba, nung natalo siya sa Mania nung si Rock and they did it last year, it would have worked. But now, it seems just like an unnecessary point that happens along the way, diba? If their end game is to make Cody Rhodes look like Daniel Bryan, well, I feel like they're already successful in doing that because they've turned a lot of haters, myself included, into fans of Cody Rhodes, diba? And now people are just angry because they decided to do something that was totally unexpected. So I don't know if that is what they wanted to happen. Kung oo, di congrats. Kung hindi, I don't know where they go.
Rowan is invoking the King Solomon again. What do you think?
This whole thing is so unnecessary. Like, as you know, as the week went on, the more I started to think that this actually didn't work. But at the same time, I was thinking, caramba nito. All I can think of is this is The Rock doing something to boost his ego. Now, if at the end of the day, it's gonna be Cody versus Roman. Like, ang siguro ang gusto niya maging perception is, oh, look at what The Rock did. You know, he had this main event match, pero at the end of the day, siya yung magpapaubaya kay Cody. Like, The Rock, they don't need The Rock in this story. Rock is a complete outsider. He doesn't have anything to do with Cody. He doesn't have to do anything with Roman yet. So, sobrang pangit kasi talaga nung pasok ni Rock dito sa story na to. That's where I'm angry about. Like I said nung weekly reactions, it's the way they set this whole thing up that made people mad, including me. So now I'm 30-70 thinking it's a work. But I think we'll have more clarity after the press conference tomorrow morning.
Yeah, the problem is not that it's a work. The problem is, yeah, as you guys mentioned, the fact that they felt they needed to do this. Because what for? I mean, like... Yeah, Vince is trending badly. John Laurinaitis is trending badly. The company's kind of trending badly because of them. But nobody needed The Rock to come save WrestleMania, whether in kayfabe or in the meta space, diba? Like, the best PR you could do was to have Cody finish the story. Like, at this point, wala nang humihingi pa ng ano eh, ng hero's journey for Cody. You already had that the whole year from 2023 to 2024. So it's weird. The thing is, you know, the whole point of the whole optimism surrounding a Triple H era was that people have been burned for decades under Vince, diba? Vince had a history of pulling the rug from under his under the crowd favorite's feet because he thought that he knew what was best for business. And then the whole point of the Triple H thing is that you're supposed to take us out of that and, you know, have restore the people's trust in WWE. Let them feel na makukuha nila yung gusto nila, whether or not, you know, people actually want The Rock to headline WrestleMania, diba? If they're letting The Rock do this, then they're failing. I don't know who's responsible for this. Obviously, Triple H has to green light yung fake Daniel Bryan movement, right? But yeah, they don't need that. The difference between the Yes movement and the Nightmare movement is that the Yes movement was super unintentional, and then the We Want Cody movement is even worse because it's really intentional. So nobody wants this. Nobody wants this at all. And I don't know. Syempre, tutuloy pa nila. I know for a fact. The difference also is that I know for a fact that they do plan to finish the story, but not now. And again, that's also a problem because we've been waiting this whole time. You've already strung the people along. And I think it's time to stop playing games and actually finish the story. So, yun nga, tama si Emil. The Rock didn't need to do this because if he wanted to be the guy to save WrestleMania, WrestleMania didn't need saving. They just had to do this. They just had to pull it off. They just had to pull the trigger. So, again, cloud chasing na naman yung kuya mo. So,
one thing, yeah, sorry. One thing, if they really felt like the PR from Vince and Laurinaitis was really hurting the company and they needed Dwayne here to back WrestleMania up, there would have been better ways for him to do so, diba? Have him host WrestleMania, diba? Have him in another celebrity match. Have him do something else away from the storyline. Because what ends up happening is yung clout ng story, which is supposed to be for Cody, ends up going to him, diba? And as we can see, hindi naman siya negative, hindi naman siya positively received. So, parang lalo pang nag-backfire yung umaepal si Rocky dito sa situation na to. And I don't know, man. It's just like poor judgment on their part.
Yeah, I also find it weird na he would willingly set himself up like this, especially after his whole post-WWE career was him trying to be the world's biggest babyface, di ba? Tapos, hahayaan niya rin, ano, hahayaan niya rin masira pangalan niya. Kasi now everyone's bashing him online, right? Everyone's trashing his comment section, di ba? Did someone not tell him life was gonna be this way? So, it's really a bad look that I don't know if he ever considered that. Like, are you so deep up your ass that you didn't know? But also, at the same time, if he did consider it, I don't know why he would consider it to sacrifice himself for Cody. Yes, it's business, but in order for it to be business, you do have to follow through, right? So it's just really, really weird and really, really bad. How do you guys think this should be fixed? Should they still go for The Rock in the main event and have the triple threat like it was WrestleMania 30 all over again? Or what's the way? I just want the straight up Cody versus Roman match.
I think I mentioned this on the Discord server a few days ago. And why not have, you know, the Wrestle Kingdom 14 like set up? Like have, like, parang ano, you have Cody versus someone else, and then Rock versus Roman, and then at night two, the winners will just face off at the end. I don't know. Again, sobrang nagulo talaga ni Rock yung main event picture. Eh. That's what I'm one of the things I'm also mad at him for. But yeah, I think the best possible solution here is just have Rock as the special enforcer, and just have the straight up Cody versus Roman. That's it. Because they can also use that to set up a future Rock versus Roman match, probably at SummerSlam or probably at next year's WrestleMania.
Yeah, ako, I will say something that's very close to what Emil suggested. I say Rock becomes the special guest referee for this matchup. Not necessarily enforcer, because parang hindi siya masyadong malaking role. Pwede din enforcer, di ba? Pero like, if he really wants to get involved, gawin na natin referee. Sagad na natin yun.
Yeah, that diba? Is still him then, in the main event, diba?
Yeah, diba? Yeah. It's still him in the main event. Kung gusto niya talaga mag-in event, why not? Right? And then, maybe Cody wins, Roman blames Rocky for it, and then they have their match after the title is off Roman Reigns. Because people will still watch that. Diba? Yeah. People will still watch a Rock versus Roman match in another PLE. Say, like, maybe SummerSlam or something. Diba? Tapos si Cody, we still get the Cody ending that we all want and deserve.
Yeah, Joey asked, do you guys want Cody to end the reign? Yeah, of course we want Cody to end the reign. They've been building up since last year.
That's the story.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, that's the story, diba?
Kala ng mga tao na internet fans lang yung maingay, but you know, people want Cody. Yes, WWE is stoking that fire, but I think you don't stoke the fire that wasn't there to begin with. Right? So it's not just an internet IWC thing. It's also a real life thing. Right? People touched grass and now they found out that people actually want Cody. Yeah, so that's it for the Cody update. We'll probably find out more, syempre, on tomorrow's WrestleMania Live press event. For all we know, they could change the whole thing after the backlash, which I believe they should, because you should be able to be flexible. If you were flexible enough to shoehorn The Rock in, you should be flexible enough to shoehorn him out. Right? And we'll find out on SmackDown as well. Apparently, he technically hasn't made the decision yet, even though the write-up says that he, quote-unquote, refused to fight Roman Reigns. So, may pag-asa pa tayo, mga outcasts. So, hintay natin yan. This has been the first half of this week's live stream episodes. Tune in to the second episode to find out more about what we think about the latest in NXT and AEW. On behalf of my co-hosts Chino, Emil, Stan, and Rowan ASH, this has been Romoran, and this has been the Wrestling Podcast. Later, outcasts. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.